This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
CrowdCow, the marketplace for high-quality craft beef and meats from farms and ranches around the world. Use code MMA15 for $15 off your first box.
HostGator, one of the top hosting providers around. Save up to 60% off with code MMA60. Tire Buyer, buy tires online, get them shipped for free to a professional installer near you. Save 7% off $400 with code MMA7. Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10.
Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off. Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts episode 509.
509.
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Back with MMA Show. My MMA fans, former MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. We're on point right there. You see that shit?
Totally.
You're in sync. We're coming off.
Bye.
Nice. Coming off a Super Bowl weekend.
Yes.
What's your takeaway? Looked like a pretty packed fucking stadium. No.
I think there was cardboard cutouts mixed in with real people. I first saw it, I was like, wait a minute. There's lots of folks. I'm like, oh, it's not real. It sounded like a lot of fans.
Yeah, I want to say they announced 25,000. People and I think 35,000 cardboard cutout people.
Okay.
Something crazy at $100 a pop. So, you know, 350,000 or whatever that is.
They, 3.5 million, you mean?
Thank you. I don't do mass on Monday nights.
Okay. I don't know. What was I going to say? Oh, I thought the halftime show was underwhelming.
Oh, it was the fucking worst ever. You should have seen the shit that Brian was texting me. I can't repeat it. The shit I read online is like, what is this guy in a fucking haunted house? Like walking around. I'm like, it reminded me of being in one of those haunted houses, like the glass mirrored rooms. And then also like John Wick, one of the John Wicks, he was in a glass room. Mm-hmm. Like, what is The Weeknd doing here?
I don't think he's a very good performer. I think he writes cool songs, but I don't think he's a great live performer. And they were trying to figure out a way to make it interesting. I just feel like halftime shows should be like girl pop stars or rock and rollers. I don't think this other thing works.
Yeah, who's your audience? Because you know who liked that? My daughters were all into that. Because like, oh my God, it's this fucking guy. Okay, who's watching the fucking Super Bowl? It's old men, right? That's who your demographic is. Yeah. Do you think we want to fucking see that guy?
No,
not at all. So we had that, and I found out what the real ad cost was. I thought it was like $3 million. The real stat is it's $5.6 million for a 30-second spot for this year's Super Bowl.
Wow,
yeah,
that's a lot.
And did you see? I saw. You know, obviously the Bucks won.
They did.
And I saw some Chiefs fans couldn't quite handle the loss. Let me adjust my volume here. Hang on. Oh, shit. That's really loud. But, you know, everyone's got their own response. So let's watch this guy. This is Barstool Sports. Let's see how this guy handles the loss. Fucking people throwing bombs, man. Fuck your team. Fire the coach. Fucking trade Mahomes.
Yeah, Chiefs couldn't get anything going, unfortunately. But, you know, Brady and the Bucks, steady Eddies, just going to keep doing their thing. So what are you going to do? He's got like a million Super Bowl rings. He needs extra fingers.
Seven. He's got seven Super Bowl rings or wins. And
I don't think you can argue he's the greatest quarterback of all time.
No.
You can't argue this.
Five fucking Super Bowl MVPs on top of that. Like, come on, man. That's ridiculous. At, what, 43 years old and still on point? I thought Mahomes looked sick when I saw him sitting on the bench. I'm like, he looks ill.
Yeah.
So maybe he had the COVID. I don't know.
Maybe. Could be. Possibly.
And then how about, did you see Dustin Poirier had a commercial? He's getting a lot of shine. One of the Super Bowl commercials. I forgot what it was for. Might have been insurance or something. I don't remember or a loan company, but he had some airtime in a commercial. And then I also saw he was on that Hot Wings show that's on YouTube.
With his hot sauce, right?
Yeah. Cause that they actually, the company that he's working with is one of the brands that they use on there that he partnered with. And then they make like the Poirier version of it. And I actually use that same brand. It's like the Heartbeat hot sauce. I forgot which flavor. It's like the habanero one. It's pretty juicy. I like to squeeze that fucker on a salad, chicken salad. I throw a little whatever Caesar dressing and then the hot sauce all over.
Okay.
Coconut bacon.
Coconut bacon.
It's fake because I wanted some bacon bites. And I couldn't find any like healthy version that's not going to rot. So there's a company that makes a fucking coconut bacon.
Oh.
It's made out of coconut, tastes like bacon.
That sounds amazing.
It is. I don't know what the hell they do to it, but it's like maple syrup and some other shit. But
okay.
It's phenomenal.
Is it keto? Is that why you're doing this?
Yeah. No, it is, but it's just I wanted some crunch in the salad because I put real bacon in there once. And I'm like, holy fuck. And the big difference to your salad flavors.
Coconut bacon.
Yeah.
I'm looking like at it right now.
Chameleon on the package. It's all high tech.
I guess this is a thing. There's a coconut bacon pimp my salad is one of the brands.
That's not the one I'm using.
There's a chameleon? No, there's a lot of brands that are doing this. Interesting. Yeah. I'll have to try this.
It's expensive as fuck because I want to say it was like $7 a pack, but fucking great on a salad.
I want to pimp my salad.
Sure.
Okay.
Spice it up a little bit. It's all about spicy salads with fucking coconut bacon. My kids won't even try it. They're like, it's fucking coconut. Fuck you. I'm not eating your stuff.
Okay.
So we had that going on.
Is that an Amazon purchase?
You damn right. It's the only company that I'll purchase from, even with Bezos retiring.
Yeah.
Where did that all work out?
I'm sure.
The same thing, just like when Steve Jobs passes away and Tim Cook takes over. Nothing changed.
No.
Put the right people in place, nothing changes.
It's all gonna be a-okay, senor.
True that.
So hey, did you watch the UFC this weekend?
Yeah. You want to talk about the two main fights and the two devastating losses?
Well, the two main fights had a total of like 3 minutes or something, wasn't it? Less than that?
Well, the Edgar fight was 30 seconds and the Overeem fight was the
second round.
Early in the second round.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
let's talk about the Edgar fight first. Jesus fucking Christ, man.
He was out for a long time after.
It was brutal.
I thought he was dead. He caught a flying knee like early and starched him stiff.
Yeah, he's like...
Yeah, so I mean, is this Father Time finally catching? I mean, or is it just a lucky shot? I don't know. Because to me, it seems like he would, in 5 years ago, he walks forward, takes the guy down, and eats that knee.
But, yeah, I think you can only, again, you can only take so much. And, you know, he's been at it a long time. He's not young in the sport anymore. So it's just tough watching, man, right? I don't like seeing guys that were the elite that are, you know, not elite anymore. And you know, you could, I don't know if that is Edgar's last fight. People were speculating, is he done fighting?
I think he probably won't be, but maybe he should consider it.
It's hard to say, right?
It's one knockout, but you know, I think he's been slowly slipping. We're starting to see cracks in the foundation.
Would you say there's a chink in his armor?
Yes.
I think there is. That.
There's a chink in your beard. You got like a serious growth going there. What's happening? Are you going lumberjack on us again?
Yeah, I might be. I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
I said, I'll just grow it out. So I saw Pesci's big beard. I'm like, yeah, I should probably grow mine out. I haven't done that in a couple of years. You know, I'll probably, it's about here. Or until it bothers me, and then I can get rid of it.
Does your wife like you, lumberjacky?
Sure. I don't think she has a real opinion one way or the other. Just the big caveat in my family is just don't fucking shave your beard off. Otherwise, you look weird. Because everyone's so used to seeing me with a beard, you know?
It's been
shave
years.
Shave it off. You fucking freak people out.
It's been like five or 7 years since you've not had a beard, right?
Yeah, it might even be longer. Yeah. Really? Because I would flow between a goatee and a beard, but
good point.
For the most part, a beard and deeper now. So,
yeah,
it's all good. And then talk about Overeem and Volkov, and You just fucking got lit up by Volkov, right?
Yeah. Can I share this? Too bad I didn't. Ouch. I did it already, but that doesn't look good. That's a pretty nasty representation. If you get the gist of it, there's a video out there too, if you want to see it, but just, I mean, I don't know. It wasn't pretty. I'm going to say he got handled pretty good by Volkov, and you know, it might be time for him to hang it up too.
Or just keep fighting. You know what the problem is? He needs to leave the UFC and go to Bellator.
Okay.
We need Overeem back. You can't have this old man, dad bod, Overeem, right?
Yeah.
Like, let him get out there and fucking get loose and win another title in another organization, you know, whatever. So,
what else?
I want to talk about the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
$40 pay-per-view. Way overpriced. If it was 20, I was in. 40, I'm out. Paige, let's start with Paige VanZant, right? So she loses a decision to Britton Hart, 49-46. And her face wasn't terrible. So I have a after face of her. Let me pull this up. So I thought she was going to get beat up way more than that. But again, the woman she's fighting was not like top tier. She's like middle level.
Yeah.
And still pretty handily beat Paige. And I got to go back to the document here. Her opponent, Britton Hart, I don't know if you heard her post-fight interview. I don't know what the fuck this chick is on. I think she's on all the drugs. Let me work my volume here first. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You listen to this and you tell me what the hell's going on.
I'm not a person, though. I'm not. I'm a fucking feeling. And all of you guys are gonna feel it.
What? Did you hear that?
She's a feeling, Matt. She wants to make us feel the tingliness. Okay. Are you feeling are you feeling the tingliness?
I'm down with that.
Okay.
I get it, but
I think she rehearsed that. It sounded better in the mirror.
Probably. Like, what the hell, man? I don't understand.
Excuse me?
Yeah. And then Paige said she's getting paid 10 times more than what she was getting in the UFC, but she was getting 40 to show and 40 to win.
Yeah.
So it's weird because the one rumor I heard that she was getting, it was four fights for $1 million.
That's, yeah, something like that. Like $250,000 each, right?
Yeah. And then she launched her own website. So she doesn't, she's not doing a fans only or only fans, whatever the fuck it is. She's doing the PaigeVanZant.com for $9.99 a month. You get to see scantily clad pictures of the lady that she doesn't even give you a sample of anything. Someone's posted, if you look around, you can find some of those pictures online. It's naked, but carefully covering points of interest. So that's your type of thing. I figure you give her about 6 more months and she's going to be doing straight up porn. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
Or wishful thinking.
Secretly hoping.
Yes. One of the two.
Okay.
I don't know. And then you see Chris Lieben. Jesus Christ. He fucking KO'd someone brutally in the first round.
Yes.
And the guy's face is just horrific.
Are you going to show us? Oh, yeah. Okay, good. I was going to do it if you didn't get it. Yep. Got it pretty beat up. Chris Lieben going out with a victory. Pretty impressive. He looked solid too. I mean, in the weigh-ins, I was like, man, he's looking pretty good. I got to say.
Looking solid. I'll give him about 6 months and I guarantee he'll be right back at it. You know, he's not the guy that's going to stay retired. That's for damn sure.
No.
I'd like to put, what are the odds on that? I'm not going to get anybody to take a bet.
I agree. Am I allowed to show video of Jose Canseco? What do you think? Maybe not. we'll just talk about it. So Jose Canseco, apparently they're saying he might have, may or may not have taken a dive in that boxing exhibition.
The rough and rowdy.
Yep. The rough and rowdy. This thing was over pretty damn quick. You know, before you, if you blinked, you would have missed it. Getting outclassed by a much younger man. And, mm-hmm. and so what are you, what is your take? What do you think happened there?
It was Bob Sapp-esque in his performance there.
Yep.
And, you know, Barstool Sports owns the Rough and Rowdy. They bought them. And Dave Portney is the president of Barstool Sports. And he tweeted out, he said, Jose 100% took a dive. We paid half up front and he got double if he won. We thought that would ensure he'd fight. We were wrong. I'm like, yeah, he took a dive. He got a little taste of a punch and didn't want any more of it. But why? Like, I don't understand. If you're in there, make a fight of that shit. Don't go out like a bitch. I mean, I guess you don't care. You get half your money. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, well, right. Because what was he expecting? Just a free ride? Like the guy wasn't going to hit him?
Right. I mean, you'd be better served getting brutally knocked out than going out like a bitch.
I agree.
I mean, I would rather get knocked KO'd out than fucking just laying down going, oh, I've had enough. Mm-hmm. No more punches from me. Yeah, good luck with that one.
Yeah.
How about the UFC this weekend? Looks so fucking awesome. UFC 258.
Mm-hmm. Who's headlining that one?
Not really. It's the worst card I've ever seen. I'll pull it up in a second here. With this shitty fucking website. You know, I hate their website the most of any.
The UFC's website?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not great.
The worst. You got training partner versus training partner. So Kamaru Usman versus Gilbert Burns. The co-main event, Macy Barber and Alexa Grasso. And, oh, Gastelum. Ian Heinisch.
I'm predicting Heinisch to win that one.
Potentially.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but the main event is supposed to sell me. I have fucking zero interest in this fight because it's a training partner fight, and I fucking hate training partner fights. Mm-hmm. Hey, Jim Miller, Bobby Green.
All right, on the undercard.
Yeah. Oh, this would be interesting. Let's see what happens here. Oh, early prelims. Oh, hey now. It's not a good card. $70. No. Oh, is that money well spent? Did I win tickets to one of these fights yet? I'm still waiting. I thought I entered a contest. I want to win something. What else is happening out there?
You know what? I searched high and low for news. I couldn't find a single thing. So I'm throwing in the towel, Matt.
Well, you got stuff going on. How's that? You don't feel right.
I do not feel right. I full disclosure, I had the second COVID vaccine a couple days back and it knocked me out. So if any of you are out there thinking about getting it, I would say probably do it. But beware, because the first dose knocked me out for a day, and this one is like 3 days and counting. So
feels like you've taken some rough anal.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what that is, but
with flu-like symptoms, feels like it. Yes, it's not fun. And coming, I feel like I might be in the clear. I don't know. Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm feeling better, but it comes and goes, kind of like the HIV.
That's right. And you should caveat and say you're a healthcare worker too, so that's why you got it. So
I kind of wasn't going to, but I don't know. The whole office was doing it. And I figured at this point, it's about getting it into bodies, right?
Yes. I'm banging it out. Mm-hmm. One dose at a time. So
yep.
It's all good. Let's see what else is happening. James Vick retires. He lost 5 fights in a row.
Okay.
Good. We have a retirement fight. Cowboy Cerrone versus Diego Sanchez.
Is that really happening? I thought I read that and that was a mistake. Is that really?
It sounds like it's going to happen.
Wow.
Because Cerrone's trying to make a highlight reel knockout of Sanchez, which
I think it's going to go badly. I'm predicting Cerrone with high probability of getting KO'd himself. So.
With some bullshit capoeira or whatever his movement coach is doing, you know.
Yep.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's tough, but that is a teammate fight I'm okay with, because they haven't been teammates for probably fucking 10 years or something.
Right.
you know, way back. That's like early Jackson MMA with like fucking Keith Jardine, GSP, Joey Villasenor. Who else was that in that initial group? It's on that book I have over there.
John Jones was in there, or did he come later?
A little bit later, but I think Rashad might have been in that earlier group.
I'm trying to remember now. I don't even remember everybody.
No, it's on the. I have the book right there, but I'm not going to get up and get it. But you know what I'm saying. There was an early crew, and I'll pull up some shit for you. So apparently, Valerie Loreda is on a yacht with her sister. She likes to hang out. She fights in Bellator. So she's hanging out with her sister.
Nice.
I like this guy over here. He's doing things.
That's on the right. That sounds. That looks good.
Dana's lips going.
Yep.
That's what I'm all about these days. You know. Let's do a little tweet of the week. I don't know what the hell I pulled up. Oh. Heather Heat Hardy. I don't know what's going on, but I'll share it anyway. She says, this Mercury in retrograde has really fisted my asshole. It's my best friend, Laura, says that.
Okay.
I don't know what the hell's going on. Why is her best friend getting her asshole fisted?
Because of Mercury in retrograde, duh.
Yeah, what does that even mean?
I don't know. Some astrological thing.
Yeah. I don't, do you buy into that astrology?
I think there's some truth to it, but it's also a little bit of what you call that sorcery, snake oil. I don't know.
Yeah, little snake oil salespeople. Mm-hmm. Here's option two for you. Fucking Elon Musk in a dog coin.
Okay.
By the way, that thing went berserker too because he's pumping that. I forgot what it initially started at. It was like 0.001, and it was at 8.5 cents as of today, which is crazy. And then we were talking before the show, Tesla announced that they just bought $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin and sent Bitcoin up 20%, because Tesla also announced that they're going to start taking Bitcoin payments. And I think, well, this is obviously the first car manufacturer that said you can pay in Bitcoin, and made a significant investment enough to send the whole thing up 20%, which is fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
At like $47,000 per Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, holy Christ. Like, I love it. And then let's do a little Super Bowl related tweet of the week. This is Joanna's dome piece. It's brutal, man. Fucking Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, geez.
Conor McGregor. That's so not nice. I don't know why everybody's so mean.
So mean.
Guy has a bad game. Can't you have a bad game?
Bad game, bad fight, same thing.
Yeah. I think shit happens out there. I don't know. Right, let's do a little Ask the Nuts. Federico Machado closing out. Just like that. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rape Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather have an unlimited gift certificate to a restaurant or a clothing store?
Restaurant. Do I get to pick the restaurant?
Sure.
Okay, then restaurant.
Yeah, I think restaurant. And I'd
like you eat more than you wear clothes, you know?
Yeah, I wear the same shit every fucking day, pretty much. I have like two outfits. I'm not going anywhere. I have indoor and outdoor pants.
Right? Two kinds. These are my indoor sweats, and these are my outdoor sweats.
That's right. Oh, you got to do work, man, or none. Would you rather date someone you met online or go on a blind date?
I don't know. I don't really care either way.
Yeah, I'd probably say met online. I'm like a little know-how or know what beforehand. Would you rather your kids wear a uniform to school or clothing of their choice?
Clothing of their choice. Mm-hmm. He's a
great. Yeah. I don't want conformity.
Right.
I want you to fucking do what you want to do.
You want misogyny. That's what you want.
Is that where you can fuck multiple women? You're married
that's polygamy. That's different.
Are you sure? I feel like you should be able to fuck multiple women. Maybe you can have multiple wives. What is that called?
Polyamorism?
Well, maybe I'm thinking of monogamy. Monogamy, bad. Polygamy, good.
Yes.
What do the Mormons do? I feel like they have that shit.
They're polygamists.
Down. See? I think that's what we should be about. Something like that. Would you rather have many good friends or one very best friend?
That's tough. I think one really great friend is great. I don't have time for many good friends. So maybe one best friend.
It's tough. Like college, I had many good friends, but that was fun because, like, what are you doing tonight? Let's just fucking do shit. I always have someone to do something with. But once you get settled down and it's like, it's hard to maintain.
It's hard to maintain because everyone's going in many directions,
keeping
their lives in various ways.
Yeah. You have your own family and more family and friends. It's tough, you know? Fuck, Mary Kill, Celebrity Edition number 125, Hottest Cheerleaders of the World, number 6.
Oh, he's on the cheerleader kick. Okay.
Yeah. Let me find these chicks. Okay. We will start with Alana from the Dallas Cowboys. Okay. I actually found a full body shot.
Nice. That's good.
Brianna, Denver Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of crazy. I like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Alexandria from somewhere. The Lions. There you go. That's the only picture I could find. She's really cute.
She's super cute. Probably bang the last one, kill the middle one, and marry the first one. Something like that.
Fair enough. Yeah.
It's a tough one.
Yeah. I'm going to bang that middle one.
It's the eyes, isn't it? You're gonna marry this one?
I think I'm gonna marry that last one. Kill the first one.
Okay.
Fair enough. Right. Got text messages blowing up over here. Don't they know?
You're a busy guy.
What shit's going on? Guy Knowledge for the week.
Not much. Other than try to stay healthy, something. That's my knowledge I don't know. I have nothing. Sorry.
I think the vaccine has fried your brain melons.
I don't disagree. I'm not working as well as I would prefer.
It's all good. You're almost through this. It's just about 5 more minutes.
Is that what you tell all the girls, Matt?
It's almost over. The pain only lasts a little bit. The infamy lasts forever.
Yes.
Hey, here's some javelin throwing from the Olympics.
Sweet.
Ready?
This is not
going to be really loud.
Oh, God. What the heck?
I don't know. I feel like the javelins were going very far.
Oh man, that's just horrible. You're going to hell.
Why?
You're going to
hell. Those were Olympic level throwers right there. I feel like those went very far. That's it. Ingo's fried. We'll be better next week.
Yes, next week I'll be more lively. Sorry about that. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffin, thanks for playing.